From Vancouver to Halifax, Flin Flon to Estevan, he's covering everything that matters to you. It's the Rod Peterson Show.
Good morning, Canada. Welcome to the Rod Peterson Show. Welcome to episode 205. Canada's morning sports talk show is leaving the harbor. I'm your host, Rod. He's the co-host, Darren DuPont. How are you doing, Dupes?
Doing really well.
I was about to ring the bell and say, we're on the air, and the bell's not here.
Uh-oh.
To our viewers, you're going to notice a few different changes to the set here because we were in here yesterday filming corporate videos amid the coronavirus pandemic, helping some businesses out, and we had to clean the desk off. And as who said? Oh, Paul said, can we make it look a little more professional?
So now we got.
What are you saying, Paul? So where's the bell? Oh.
You got it?
We're on the air with breaking news. Breaking news that took 10 to 11 hours to come out. Listen, it's April Fool's Day. We're not going there. Obviously, you're not in the mood. And I've kind of sensed that it's kind of depressing out there.
Yeah.
Not the least of which is with the wind chill. It's like minus 20 where we live right now. Gray sky. Bleh. I get it. So we're going to try and do our best to entertain you for the next 2 hours and put a smile on your face, a chuckle or two, and hope you enjoy your coffee as we are. I've got my Magnificent Seven show topics, and if I may, I think they're pretty damn good. But somebody alerted me. He probably won't mind me saying. My oldest brother, he goes, have you seen this talk of NHL using Saskatoon as a quarantine city? And I said, no, haven't. Send it to me. Well, he did. And it was Sean Simpson from TSN 1200, the former NHLer, Sean Simpson, TSN Simmer. You can follow him on Twitter. Last night, or in the middle of the night, he tweeted that the NHL is looking at Saskatoon as a quarantine city to get this thing back going. And that is bringing the teams in to play. So to finish the regular season, and then from there, who knows? This was within the last hour, folks. So I try to line the show up as much as I can when I get out of bed in the morning. When I lay down at night, I don't even want to think about it. And then within an hour, this came up. So we love Saskatoon, obviously. We talk about it all the time. Very high viewership there. We're there all the time. But you spend... I've lived there. You lived there for like a decade.
Yeah,
right?
Almost.
So before we get into the Magnificent Seven show topics... And I will tell you who our guests are going to be today. Anthony Calvillo, Canadian Football Hall of Famer. Tom Higgins, former CFL Coach of the Year. Grey Cup winning head coach. Tom Higgins will be with us from Calgary. And the esteemed Rob Vanstone from the Regina Leader Post. Hall of Fame writer from the Regina Leader Post. But before that, look. Saskatoon, quarantine city. I can see the t-shirts now. Saskatoon, quarantine city. What the hell? Let's go.
Let's do it.
What do you think? We're talking about it.
Yeah, I think it's wildly entertaining. And I think it's, you know, it makes a lot of sense that Saskatoon would be a quarantine city. Now, I mean, there's a lot of places where the arena's in the middle of nowhere. But it is. It's very isolated. The airport's kind of on the outside of the city, too. And it's you're not going to see anybody when you make your way from the airport to the arena on the best of times anyway, let alone when we're all in lockdown. But there's two hotels out there right in the basically the parking lot of the arena. So you've got it, almost everything you need to be able to do it right there. Now, it's about having a facility. You got to have every team to be able to play. So guys are going to be packing up their gear in and out, in and out. It could really work. It could really, really work.
Pause this for 1 second. One of our P1s, K-Dog, Chris Cherwick, has been touting this, flaunting this idea for the last 3 weeks. So K-Dog, I'll give you your due. And he has written in, he says, this thing makes complete sense. All of the businesses in Saskatoon would step up to make it a complete success. Hope there's some substance to this. K-Dog, I'll give you the cap tip, reluctantly. And by the way, regarding the weather, Michael Gregory's watching in New Orleans, Louisiana. And he says, not to brag, but it's plus 18 here in the Big Easy. It was plus 18 here 2 days ago.
Yeah.
That's the wildest thing. Welcome to Saskatchewan. If you don't like the weather, wait 15 minutes. And for all our new viewers, by the way, this show is originating from little old Saskatchewan. And with regards to Saskatoon being viewed as a quarantine city, immediately the hair goes up on the back of my neck. And I'm like, why do they think Saskatoon is? Now's not the time to be offended. If the rest of the continent thinks we're so remote, so isolated, Like, we're not. None of it. Which I think is remote and isolated. Are we that? Yep, you know. But as you said, think about it. The 15,000-seat arena is on the outskirts of town. And make your comment about the airport. If you landed and drove to
If you landed at the airport in Saskatoon and drove to the arena, at the best of times, you'd see 10 to 15 people, and that's it. I mean, you're not running into people. It's not a highly populated area. You're not going from the airport to downtown. I mean, and here's the funny thing in all of this is Saskatoon wouldn't just get the NHL. They'd get all the NHL, and they wouldn't even know it because they wouldn't even get to see it, right? They'd have every NHL star in their town. They'd have every game played in their building. And none of them would get to go. You'd never even see an NHL player, a team that's been craving, you know, the league to be in their city since the Blues were talking about coming. Yeah. And they'll never even get to see it.
So the report again, if you've just tuned in, TSN Ottawa's Sean Simpson, former NHLer, he's a good friend of ours. He's been on this show, tweeting that the NHL is looking at Saskatoon as a quarantine city. And as Jason and Red Deer has pointed out, the NBA is looking at Las Vegas, too. Just a place to put the teams and start playing. And the concept here is that they're not going to open up the arenas. So, listen, our morning meetings, we should put a camera on those because they were probably more entertaining than the show itself. But I'm thinking, why Saskatoon? Why do you need a 15,000-seat arena if you're not going to let any fans in the door? It's because it's remote, not because of the arena size.
Well, no, yeah, you're right. And then it comes down to quality. Not that Saskatoon has this amazing brand new rink, because there's a lot, but your ice surface has to be great, and it has to be able to handle multiple games a day, because you're going to play multiple games a day. You have to have other surfaces potentially for teams to practice on. So the brand new Merlis Belcher is a great spot. The ice is great there. You can even go up to the Gemini, which is on the other side, but it's remote. Four ice surfaces there. And right in the parking lot of the SaskTel Center is another couple of ice surfaces. So there's plenty of room there to be able to accommodate the teams, I think.
Right. So that was what usurped everything, supplanted everything of our show topics within the last hour, that they're looking at Saskatoon as a quarantine city for the NHL. Saskatoon, quarantine city.
Sounds great. As you drive into town, that's what's going to be on the board. Not City of Champions.
Or Saskatoon Shines. Yeah. Quarantine city. Hey, I don't think anybody in Saskatoon at the moment is going to care. Now's not the time to get offended.
And, you know, talking about teams that are central to or places that are central, that doesn't everywhere central. I mean, you can get anywhere in 6 hours on an airplane in North America.
On this continent, yeah.
Everything is central.
So I see we've got new viewers that just logged in. Again, TSN's Sean Simpson out of Ottawa saying Saskatoon being considered as a quarantine city by the NHL. I say, let's do it. I mentioned how our sponsors, because at least half of them, I believe, are from Saskatoon. They're like, you need to spend more time in Saskatoon. So we've done that. And it's been 2019 was a decadent year that way, right? Going to all the Rush games, going to the Rattlers games, going to the Blades. But it was just great. Yeah. Now what we're getting out of Winnipeg is, because we're trying to mount the campaign to get on TSN 1290 Winnipeg. And what I'm hearing is you need to come to Winnipeg more. You need to spend more time in Winnipeg. You need to talk more Bombers. You need to talk more Jets. I'm like, just like it wasn't a major concession to go hang out in Saskatoon, it's not a major concession to go to Winnipeg and talk more Bombers and Jets, okay? So what I'm going to say is, we'll do our part to do that. You, Winnipeg viewers, do your part and flood the switchboard of TSN 1290. Look him up, call him, and say, damn it, we want the Rod Peterson Show on TSN 1290. What do you think?
I like it.
Start the move. You got nothing? What do you got to lose? You're not doing anything else? So somewhere in there was that was on my topics. But another thing I've realized is we roll on this program trying to entertain you over the course of 2 hours. I think we're doing a pretty good job of that. The Magnificent Seven show topics, we'll just roll them through the whole show. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
So number one, April Fool's memories. What I mean by that is I'm not going to list them all off right now. April Fool's memories. I understand, as I said way back at the start of this, people are getting depressed. Sky's gray. You might be laid off. Money's tight. And I'll be honest with you, there's some really nasty, scary stuff going on out there right now that you don't even know about. And you can thank your lucky stars for that. But nobody's in the mood for April Fool's jokes.
Yeah.
So I went back and looked at some of my best. Did you? What is that? Is that your phone? It's a live show, by the way. They think they're at a movie. Even at the movie, they tell you to turn your phones off. At Broadway, they castrate you.
They're already castrated.
He says he's already castrated. By the way, Ozark, season 3, they castrated a horse. Oh, I had to look away.
I haven't started
since. An adult horse. Suckers were the size of footballs. Anyways, back to the April Fool's memories. My best was 2011, where Jeff Armstead and I got together and photoshopped. The joke was Scott Schultz, the Hall of Fame Rough Rider defensive tackle who's coming out of retirement to sign with the Calgary Stampeders. We photoshopped a picture of John Huffnagel shaking his hand in front of a backdrop. It went too far. People were calling Scott Schultz for interviews and the Stampeders. It looked so good. Jeff did such a great job.
Wow. People actually called.
That was my masterpiece. Best all time.
Yeah.
Here's Mike Lee writing it. Thank you, Mike. Mike Lee is watching The Oil Man from southeastern Saskatchewan. He says, my favorite of your April Fool's jokes was Scott Schultz and the Regina Rough Riders, mostly because I fell for both hook, line, and sinker. Well, Mike's just a good, honest, wholesome guy. He wouldn't think anybody would try and trick him.
Yeah.
So anyways, that was my favorite was that. And then thanks with the Rough Rider one, I made an announcement that the SJHL was expanding into Regina. Team was going to play in the Cooperators Arena. When we were just a little Saskatchewan show, this was my joke. And the Rough Riders owned the team. They were going to be called the Regina Rough Riders. And they were going to begin play the following fall. There's a team in the States, junior hockey team called the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. So I stole their borrowed their logo, announced that. And within an hour, I had a local multimillionaire businessman call me and say, how do I get in on this team?
Wow.
And I said, I don't know how to tell you this other than check your calendar. And he hung up on me.
Oh, no.
And I will go to my grave by not outing who that guy is. Because to this day, he's a good friend, just how badly he wanted to be in on a team.
Yeah.
And then we had said, oh, here's one of my favorites, that Regina Exhibition Park and the Agrodome and Macintosh Computers had formed a naming rights agreement. This was in the 90s. They're going to sell the name of the Agrodome where the Pats play. It was going to be sponsored by Macintosh Computers, and it was going to be called the Mac Arena. When the Mac Arena craze was going nuts.
I like it.
People
like
did it. Not. They flooded the switchboard of the radio station. How dare they sell the name of our team or our rink? Blah, blah, blah.
The Mac Arena.
The Mac Arena.
That's good.
Soon to be home to the NHL quarantine city. Why not come to Regina? But as Clark said, that rink that we're talking about, the Mac Arena, is right in the middle of the city. Whereas in Saskatoon, it's out on the outskirts. So who knew in 1988 when it opened, they were way ahead of their time. Like they were planning for this.
But you could also potentially use both. I mean, it's a lot of hockey teams to be in one arena, right? If you're thinking about everybody. My thought is that you'd always need to have up to a half a dozen quarantine cities. You'd probably have to have a, what'd you read?
I'm so sorry.
What'd you read?
Jason in Red Deer writes, and he says, surprisingly, no castrations during the Tiger King. About the only thing that was missing. Listen! It's 0.7 on my Magnificent Seven show topics. It's Tiger King. We stop. Everybody's waiting for the Tiger King review. Maybe I'll put it at the end of the show. Because I finished it off last night. And I got to just roll. Here's the disclaimer. If you haven't watched all of Tiger King yet, that's a you problem, not an us problem, because we've all watched it. So we're going to move on. So turn it off if you haven't seen the end. And the irony of all ironies is this guy has 237 tigers on his land, and he ends up in jail for 22 years in a cage.
Crying.
And he can't handle it.
This is worse than any abuse to any animal. It's like,
it's the greatest irony of all time. And I'll say it again. I'm sorry. I'm laughing so hard I'm crying this morning. You guys act like Joe Exotic's from another planet. When I said I knew five guys like that, I probably know 15 to 20 to 25 guys like that. I'm not joking. You must.
Yes.
From your town.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you do.
Of course.
And Friday night, my cousin called, and we named those guys. And laughed harder than this. So hard. That there are people like this. And I just have a tough time believing that we're the only people that know that. Like, the city people are like, come on! There's no way. No, yeah. Serious, man.
I was talking to my mom last night or yesterday afternoon, and she's like, forget going to being scared about Mexico and the cartel. It's like, I'm scared about going to Florida and Oklahoma.
You should be.
And we're going to Miami for the
Lang.
Trip.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I could. Well, who said that Tom Brady signed in Tampa Bay because of Carol?
Baskin.
Carol Baskin, yeah. That was the biggest reason. Mark Zosel just wrote, did you just log in, Mark? He says, how about getting Joe Exotic? Oh, there you go. How about getting Joe Exotic on your show? Think of the ratings. I tried, Mark. I tried. I tried tweeting at him. He ignored me. I guess I should... Ryan, he is in jail. I think they've got Twitter accounts in jail. Because, I'll be honest with you, I lived some of my formative years in Prince Albert, home to three correctional facilities, and those guys and gals had pen pals. They're allowed to write letters, so what's the difference now? You should be able to have a Twitter account, no?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what access they have to devices, to get on a computer, to use a phone, to use a tablet, those types of things, but...
Joe Exotic on the show. Well, Clark, you've thought of it. Yes, he has. Clark is the guest booker. Can we put the camera on Clark, by the way, here in the warm-up? Just to show. Give us a wave, Clark. There you go. There's Clark, hard at work at his table. We've built the wall, by the way. We're just waiting to paint it. And Paul paid for it. Jack in Calgary writes in. He says, Rod, you've been laughing it up for 2 days now. It's a result of cabin fever. No, laughter is a great way to relieve anxiety. And to be honest with you, I really feel for those families that are home and can't get out, have no reason to get out. My wife's been working from home. It has not been smooth. Why did you almost spit your coffee across the...
Because I'm imagining you and Cindy. Yeah, it's a lot of time together.
It's a lot of time together. I'm going to go through the rest of the show topics, and we'll hit on all of these. We kind of got hung up on the Saskatoon quarantine city for the National Hockey League. Point two, I was going to throw this out there. It is depressing out there. It's day what without sports? Day, what is it? 20.
We had the counter going.
We had the day 23, 24. It's been a long time.
A long time.
At what point, this is just me talking, does corporate America, does big business stand up and say, enough's enough? Thank you, health officials. Thank you. We're going to take our chances. I'm not saying they should. I'm saying they might.
Mm-hmm.
And when does that happen? Because there's been some big business people that are friends of mine that we've been talking about this. How long do they... Because the health officials are calling all the shots now, and they're trying to save every life because that's their job. But at what point does big business just say, no, we're drawing a line? Because I do believe that day's coming. What it is, we've had our predictions as to what that date is. I'll leave that to your own imagination, but I think that's coming. Maybe we'll talk about that after the break. Point three, the Riders announcing... Well, this was a Arash's tweet yesterday. Arash saying that the Rough Riders had an all-hands-on-deck meeting yesterday and said the staff was told there will be no layoffs. Everybody's keeping their job at the moment. So that's great news, obviously, for the employees of that franchise. Point four, the commissioner won't even envision there being no season in the CFL. And I think that's great. There's a lot of ways that you could look at that, but I'm going to take the positive road and say I like what Randy Ambrosi's telling the CBC and TSN about that. Point five, if there was a shortened season in the CFL, who would that favor? I defer to you. You brought that up yesterday when we were chatting with Hustler from TSN 1290, because you think it would favor the Bombers. So we'll get to that.
For sure.
Point six, Mark Cuban, saw him live on ESPN this morning from his home office. He's like, hey, guys, I got no update. I'm just following it like you. But he did say the bubble city idea in the NBA, sending all the teams to a city or two or three where they play each other and they're all quarantined, he likes it. If that's what it takes to get back playing, I'm all for it. He goes, but I'm not totally up on that situation because I don't sit on that committee. That's what Mark Cuban said. Just throwing that out there. Nice to see, hear from an owner and his take. And then point seven was Tiger King, which we got to. So this has been the rollout for Flooring Superstore. It's all on the table here, folks, and we'll just continue it along the way over the next couple of hours. Anthony Calvillo will be with us today, Tom Higgins, and from the Regina Leader Post and Post Media, Rob Vanstone. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network, and listen live to rodpeterson.com.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge, and we've increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Direct West provides us with stats and analytics, and it's amazing for us to look and see that, you know, each year we're 10 to 20% higher on our Google leads. It's great to see the success that our locations are having. The Direct West app gives us an opportunity to be in one place for people to find any of our locations or our commodities. Without Direct West, we would have to be in multiple digital places. I would recommend Direct West. They're great to work with.
This isn't just a beer. This is a double-aged, never-back-down, full-of-heart Western beer. This is a beer brewed by 16 guys who risked it all. Original 16. Underdogs since 1989.
Laid back and kicking it, let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Welcome back, everybody. Time for a sports update. The Olympic flame will be on display in Fukushima, Japan until the end of the month. The public will have limited access to view the flame, which arrived in Japan on March 20th. Organizers hope to limit crowd size due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Aston Martin will return to Formula One next year. The Racing Point team, which is owned by Canadian billionaire Lawrence Stroll, will be rebranded in 2021. The move comes after Stroll completed a takeover of the British car manufacturer. And soccer fans of two clubs in Belarus will boycott games because of the coronavirus outbreak. The fans called on the National Soccer Federation to halt the Belarusian championship. Belarus is the only European country still holding pro soccer games with fans in the stands. And they had a hockey tournament on the weekend, right? And the president played in it.
Yeah.
So my guess is they might not have been fans of the league anyways, but who knows? That's what's making the news. Sports update for Ballers Rec Room, Regina's newest entertainment destination, and for Red Bull Canada. And I did not bring my sponsor sheets up from underneath the desk, so I can just say, Red Bull gives you wings. And they've launched the new peach flavor, available at 7-Eleven, Loblaws, Sobeys. No frills. What are you doing? What's going on? Tweeting people?
Yes.
What are they saying out there?
I don't know that we want to get into it.
Yeah, sure.
You have to see it, but you and I were tweeted pictures of new uniforms.
By the Riders.
Yeah.
It's April Fool's.
Yeah, I tweeted back, it's not real.
Were the jerseys at least nice?
No. They're okay. Sorry, I'm harsh. They're very radical. They're believable. Like, they're not just completely out there. I just don't like them.
I'll give anybody a bravo who's got the chutzpah to come up with an April Fool's joke today, because you really do. Because when you, if you do, you got some serious big ones, man, because you're going to be taking it on the chin from everybody that's just not in the mood for April Fool's jokes. And that's totally fine, because if you've been following, and I don't know how you folks are passing the time or getting through this, but I've been reading, watching leadership webinars, seminars, listening to podcasts on this kind of thing. And one of the things is, when people are losing their minds, and a lot of them have good reason to lose their minds, they do. Yeah. But it's, what's your crisis is not my crisis. And don't get offended by that. But I've been through several crises, you know, the last 5 years. Where were you?
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
So I'm handling this pretty well because I've been through my tough times. For a lot of people, their tough times are just hitting now.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Tweeting people?
Yeah.
Can I get you to stop? I know I'm just as bad, but you get it.
I get it.
People are still going on and on about the jerseys, the April Fool's joke. I mean, God bless them for doing so.
Well, I feel bad that I just said, all I replied really short was, it's not real. I felt like I just squashed on somebody's parade, and it's not what I meant.
Don't feel bad.
I wasn't even thinking April Fool's when I said it's not real. I was just thinking I don't like them.
Well, I see this guy in Winnipeg. Here we go, talking about Winnipeg again. DJ Blitz, who's been a big fan of this show, right? Clark has pointed that out. He's like, DJ Blitz is like all over this show out of Winnipeg. And he's big announcement this morning that he's, this is my last tweet. I'm going off social media. He just got verified. So clearly it's a joke. Do you know how hard it is to get verified on Twitter? Well, some people I look at and go, why are you verified? You got 300 followers. But I digress. This guy just went through all the hoops and all the crap you got to do it, and now you're going to go off Twitter, and it just happens to be April Fool's? Come on.
Right.
I was born at night, but not last night. Manny Kornblum. What a great name. One of our viewers is writing in. Manny Kornblum says, send me Red Bull. Well, you're very... when you sent your ass so nice, Manny. Get off the couch and go down to 7-Eleven. I've seen it there.
It's an essential service, right? 7-Eleven?
It's open.
Good.
To these show topics, I listed off seven of them. We've got Tom Higgins with us. Thank you. Tom Higgins is with us. We'll get to the rest of these topics. I'm actually very excited to chat with Tom because it's been a while. I believe he's in Calgary this morning as we bring him in on video chat. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Outstanding. Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity to be on.
You betcha. You're always outstanding, Tom. Listen, have I got you in Calgary, by the way? Is that where you're joining us from?
That's correct.
How has the pandemic affected what you're doing in football right now? Maybe you can tell our viewers what you're up to right now. I would say that this has probably ground things to a serious halt for you, like everybody else.
It has. Took a job with the University of Alberta Golden Bears as their defensive coordinator. Chris Morris is the head coach. I had the opportunity to coach Chris while I was the head coach and general manager there, and we won a Grey Cup together. And he asked if I'd be interested, so I said absolutely. The other thing that's been keeping my wife and I busy, as well as a couple of other people, is we have the Canadian Football Academy, and we just put on two Nike Coach of the Year football clinics, one in Montreal, one here in Calgary, and we were very fortunate to put the one on in Calgary because a couple of days after is when the pandemic hit. When everybody was now all of a sudden realizing that they were going to have to start doing social distancing and protecting themselves, and that's when everything else shut down. We were practicing with the Golden Bears, and obviously once the universities closed down, everything else is shut down.
Yeah.
So thank goodness. I'm one of those people that there's not enough time in the day to do everything that I want to get done or need to get done. And we should be very appreciative to actually have this time. And we can talk about it a little bit because this is something that's very serious and on everybody's mind. It's not a game. You know, you say the Olympics brings the world together. Well, more so than anything else, this pandemic is bringing the world together because this is a world challenge. It's something that we are going to resolve together. When was the last time that Russia ever did anything for the United States? So I'm seeing some signs. And we also knew that there was going to be time involved in this. So the most precious commodity we have in life is time. I hope people cherish this time, because when we look back on it, you're going to go, oh, wow, I wasted it, or I used it in a really good way. So I'm happy to be on. It's just one of the things that I'm going to be doing on this beautiful day.
Well, Tom, when I saw the list from Clark, I was so happy to see your name on it, because I've always enjoyed our visits. And I knew that, well, you're a football guy, so you're just used to go, 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 go. It's what's made you so successful. But maybe we can tell a few stories here, and from recent ones to way back in the past. But we got one guy writing in today, Chris Cooper from Southern Ontario. He says, I enjoyed Tom's coaching points at the Nike Clinic in Montreal in February, and through the power of social media, Tom, that's how I knew what you were doing, plus talking to guys. But from what I heard, that clinic in Montreal went over really well, and you had Danny Machocha there as a keynote speaker, did you not?
We did. And now here's another thing that's really fascinating, is that we bring quite a few speakers in from the United States. So the clinic goes Friday, 6 o'clock to 12 o'clock, and then all day on Saturday. Well, on Thursday night, 36 centimeters of snow fell on Montreal. And when it falls in Montreal, it's wet and heavy. We had 8 speakers that were coming from the United States. Only one of them could make it in. And it happened to be Chris Sweet. He ended up spending 5 hours in Chicago Airport, and they still said they might be flying in. So he stayed there, where the rest weren't able to make it. So like any coach that loses their starting quarterback, you go to plan B. And so we went to plan B. We actually put on a really great clinic. And then a bunch of weeks later, it was Calgary's turn to have a clinic. And it's really nice because we, with the Nike clinics, we are able to bring in Canadian talent as well as American talent. And when we bring in the American coaches, we ask them, just talk about skills and drills, because 11-man football doesn't apply to us up here. And a lot of times those coaches are rather intrigued at how Canadian football is played.
You know, Tom, I don't know if you've heard what we're doing with this show, but one of the fun things of it, of many, but one of them is calling, is our viewership. The fans can watch and ask the questions of the guests like yourself. So Colin McNulty in Ottawa writes in. He says, can you ask Tom what it was like to go from a coach to head of officiating for the CFL, and what it was like to roll out instant replay in the league? Over to you, Tom.
Well, thank you for the question. It was unprecedented that they brought a football coach in to be director of officiating. So I thought that was a very nice compliment to be had. But for 6 years, I had the opportunity to coach the officials with football and help their football IQ. What they did for me is they helped my officiating IQ. And so I learned a tremendous amount. And one of the things that I would really like to emphasize to all the listeners is that we can't do sports without officiating. And the officiating usually makes less mistakes than the coaches and the players, but yet they're held to a higher standard. The moment that they make one mistake, it's like they're bums, and that all of a sudden now, you know, they can't do the job that they need to do. So we need them. Here's a very good example that I was able to share that I learned to all of the coaches about officiating. If I tell you that the speed limit is 60 kilometers an hour, if you go 61, are you speeding? Most people would say no. It's not. You're not. You are speeding, but I wouldn't get a ticket. We're not going to flag 61. The challenge is, you know, you probably can go 69 kilometers an hour and probably won't get a ticket, but you are speeding. If we threw a flag at 67, 66, there's a little bit of a disconnect, because it's obvious when it's 70, 71, 72 that is a speeding ticket waiting to happen if they see it. And also, does it affect the play? That's another one of the challenges that the coaches have to understand, because they'll come in, they'll call. After a weekend's game, there'll be eight coaches calling, complaining about officiating. And so I had to help coach the coaches on up. Did it affect the play is also a thing that needs to be thought about, because if we started officiating at 61 or 62, there's going to be way too many flags on the field. There will be no flow of the game. And, yeah, I don't ever want to take the human element out. The second part of the question was the moment I became director of officiating, we had our training camp in Winnipeg. I had the opportunity to go into one of those little booths and see a play, and it was like the old televisions that had the antenna ears, and because it was not clear at all. And the NFL started the command center concept. So I went down on a Thursday night. There was only one football game being played because I wanted to see how they operate, because we would only ever have one game going on at the same time. So we knew we had to bring technology up to date and take it away from the referee on the field and bring it to the command center. And so Jake Ireland was the very first official that was in front of in the command center, because the first 2 weeks I was sitting there, and the first time we had a coach's challenge, Jake is looking at the play, and all of a sudden he turned around and looked to Tom and he said, "What do you think?" And I told him, "Jake, it's not what I think. It's what you think. Make the decision and go." What we did during that period of time, though, is that the official that's making the decision, I wanted him to understand that time is also very, very important. The flow of the game is important. So pretend like there's a gun pointed at your head. You only have a couple of seconds to make the decision. If you can't make the decision in a timely manner, keep the decision on the field stance. So it has evolved even further, because last year I was a consultant for the command center and the coaches challenge. I reviewed every one of the coaches challenges and was able to send in a report on a Wednesday. I didn't have to deal with any of the coaches. They just wanted an outside person. So that's another thing that has kept me busy and involved in football.
Tom,
sorry. A long answer to a very short question.
Well, it's a passion of yours, right? And mine too. I mean, interesting that you have the coach's perspective when you went into that role, which benefited you, and then to be able to go back and give it to the coaches the other way. That's why I thought you were so outstanding in the role. But I want to go back to your time in Calgary, February of 2005, when you successfully wooed Hank away from us. Can you take us back to that time? Because I know what was going on from the Riders' side. From your side, was there ever any worry that you weren't going to get him? Because, Tom, let's be honest, that set the stamps on the path, you know, what they're on now, you know? It really did. You had the beautiful offer. You had everything there for – it was the keys to the castle to Hank, is the way he portrayed it to us. What do you remember about that time?
It was easy to do, because you have to have a quarterback in order to continue to have success. It's an understatement, but so and very important, because when I was hired with the Montreal Alouettes, Anthony Calvillo was no longer there. I'm talking to Bob Wettenhall and asking him, "Well, how are you going to evaluate me? Because if you don't have a quarterback, your chances of success are very minimal." And so knowing to come on down after having spent 11 football seasons in Edmonton, having had the opportunity to have Ricky Ray, Jason Moss, the Edmonton Eskimos have always, for whatever reason, have had great quarterbacks. And that's one of the reasons they've been so successful for so long, that had to be a priority with the Stampeders. So it's real simple. You have enough money. We had cap room. The first number person that we needed to have, besides getting a long snapper, actually I did call Randy Chevrier almost at the same time, because we were missing a long snapper and I had him in Edmonton. So he joined the Stampeders at the same time that we were able to get Henry, but it was to sell them on what was going to happen, not what had happened in the past, because we were trying to tell them, we're setting the table that you will have success here. And we did. We turned it around immediately. That first year with the Stampeders, having come back, this is the third time that I had been with the Stampeder organization. I was awarded the Coach of the Year for a second time. And anytime someone is awarded the Coach of the Year, it's the organization that has done it. We put a great coaching staff together. We were able to put a bunch of players together that were committed to doing what was necessary to be to do the little things to win on the field as well as off the field. And the high priority was to get Hank done. So what we were selling him on is the family atmosphere that was going to be created with the Stampeder organization, for him to be part of it. Because anytime we bring someone in, they're a football player, but they're also a family member. They're also be treated with dignity and respect, but they're also going to be part of the community. And so it's one of those things. It was easy to sell Henry because he's such a great community guy, as well as a fantastic quarterback that allowed us to have success.
Yeah, well, Tom, what you don't know is Hank was calling me in the middle of that going, Tom's offering me this and the Riders are doing this. What should I do? And I said, sounds like pretty easy decision to me, Hank, to be honest with you. And everything happens for a reason. And, you know, he was kind of driven.
You should have given me a call at that time. It would have been easier to negotiate that contract
if I knew
that you were helping him go that way.
Would you have taken it? Yeah, that's the question, the call. Hey, lastly, Tom, just we can smile and chuckle, of course, because the great history of the CFL. But right now it's in – we don't know the situation that it's in, if it's in peril or not. It's on pause. And from a CIS perspective, U Sports, I mean, I'm very closely connected with those guys, and they're calling me saying a lot of what we do depends on what the CFL does, right? Your thoughts on where we are as a league and where it's – with the pandemic and what do you think the best case scenario is coming out of this?
Well, the challenge is that we start so early in the CFL, and it was never going to be solved within a couple of weeks. For whatever reason, whoever thought that, you know, give us a couple of weeks and we can open up everything back again, that wasn't going to happen. Schools are shut down, universities are shut down, businesses are shut down. We're hoping that there's a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow when it all settles down, but it doesn't look like it's going to happen until sometime maybe in the summer. So I know the CFL, and I know that they'd be working on it, that have different opportunities, because the moment that you say that we're a go, you have to make sure that it's the right thing to do, because we don't want to set a go and then all of a sudden then we're stopping and it could possibly be worse. I think the worst case scenario for the CFL might be a half a season, and that would be tough to take, but that's the reality of the situation that we're talking about. I hate when football's talked about this as a war. I truly believe where the war is we have a worldwide war that we're all facing together for the very first time. It's going to be interesting how history is going to record itself and how we're going to be part of it. And it only common sense that all of these precautions that we're doing, social distancing and not having large groups, I sure hope that there is a football season, maybe shorter. Only time will tell. I'm the eternal optimist. I truly believe we're going to be playing football, but I'm not sure what it's going to look like. And hopefully U Sports will be able to get a full season in because we start so much later in middle of August. But only time will tell.
I'll leave you with this. A viewer in Saskatoon, Brett Taylor, writes in, says, Tom Higgins is such a great guest because he's got all the knowledge and background, but he's so entertaining too. Ever been called entertaining, Tom?
No, nor funny. And my wife always says, don't use humor because you're not funny and then people laugh. And so I said, see, Sharon, I am funny. I can use humor. But there's so many more stories that we could talk about. And please allow me the opportunity to come on back. I'd love to chat.
You got that, Clark?
Got it.
We're just scratching the surface. Tom, thanks for the time. Stay safe out there, please.
Same to you and all the listeners.
Tom Higgins joining us from Calgary. There you go.
That's awesome.
There's some, a lot of laughs there too.
Oh yeah.
Listen, we got to pause. We'll come back. I do want to talk a little bit more about Hank and that story going to Calgary, because it is a hell of a story. You want to talk about how two franchises changed. Okay? That's the truth. And secondly, if there is a shortened CFL season, it's Darren's point. Who does it favor? And I can draw a lot of analogies and draw a lot of info from the NFL, how that relates to the CFL too. Okay, so hang on. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show Facebook Live coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
At Suds, we make your car shine. It starts with our state-of-the-art wash system. Our NeoGlide wash material is safe and gentle on vehicles and buffs your finish to a brilliant shine. Plus, we hand dry and inspect every vehicle for a top quality result. I'm Kirby.
And I'm Natalie. Whether you're getting an exterior wash that takes 10 minutes or treating yourself to an interior cleaning, the result's going to be the same. Your vehicle's going to look great.
Suds Full Service Car Wash.
We'll make your car shine.
At Prairie Mobile, you can get the phone you want when you want. All smartphones are $0 every day. With convenient locations across Saskatchewan, Prairie Mobile, your Sastel authorized dealer, has you covered. Visit us online at prairiemobile.com.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina.
Bronco Plumbing and Heating has been servicing Regina and surrounding areas since 1978. At Bronco, we service all makes and models of furnaces, air conditioners, water heaters, and water softeners. Bronco also provides full sewer service, plumbing service, and duct cleaning. Call Bronco Plumbing and Heating today at 306-781-2090. Proud sponsor of the Rod Peterson Show.
If you're looking for radio that's got a great message, well, we've got it. LTD Radio plays the best of the 60s to the 90s, all with amazing stories about people right from your community. You can listen live right now at ltdradio.com, iTunes, Streama, and TuneIn. LTD Radio, music to build a better day.
Nestled in the scenic Qu'Appelle Valley, just 20 minutes northwest of Regina, is one of the finest golf courses in all of Saskatchewan, the Deer Valley Golf Club. The clubhouse has a full-service restaurant, and customers can enjoy a casual dining experience with spectacular views of the golf course and valley. A fully stocked golf shop, staffed by PGA of Canada professionals, is equipped to meet all of your golf apparel and equipment needs. Book your tee time, family event, or corporate tournament today at the Deer Valley Golf Club. Call 306-731-1445 or log on to deervalleygolf.ca.
Oh yeah, he's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Wednesday morning, April the 1st, we've shelved the April Fool's jokes, although people are still talking about some of our best ones from years gone by. I'm a real prankster, or at least I used to be. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying I'm not going to ever do another April Fool's joke again, but it's taking the year off, if you will. Wanted to mention, Jared Dumba writes in, our hockey analyst, says, morning, fellas. Morning, J-Red. Hope you're staying safe. Dean Gutile, CBC legend, writes in, and it just slipped off the screen. Could you put the comment up, Clark, please, from Dean Gutile? You guys will remember him from CBC. And while he brings that up, there it is. I think the best case scenario is a half a season. This is for the CFL. At worst, no season. Hate to be a downer, but a real possibility. 30,000 people together in Mosaic Stadium and having all those American CFL players up here seems a long way off. It may. But Dean, if you were watching the start, this is changing daily. You have to admit that that's the case. It is. Although it keeps getting worse and worse and worse, not really better. But I'm still waiting for the day that corporate America and big business stands up and says, enough's enough. We know the risks. We're going to take our chances and go back. John Heaps writing in from Scottsdale, Arizona, watching. He says, Tom Higgins in it for the love of the game. Front to top, being an assistant coach in the CIS, just like John Paddock. Been at the top, now here helping kids for the love of the sport. Now, don't mistake the fact John Paddock's very well paid. what's your definition of going from top to bottom?
Yeah.
Because he's doing pretty well.
He's doing really
financially.
Well. Yeah.
I want to get to the concept of a shortened CFL season, but I should be sitting at home writing a book rather than sitting at home reading books, but whatever. I got lots of time to do that. But I'm talking about my memoirs as a sportscaster, not just Voice of the Riders, because as you've learned, I got a hell of a lot of stories that have nothing to do with the football that are very entertaining. But February 2005, the relationship between Henry Burris and the Rough Riders was acrimonious. And it was specifically Henry Burris and Roy Shivers. And for whatever reason, because I never got Roy's side, but Henry and I were very close. We remain very close to this day. Henry was telling me everything that was going on from the Rider side. And then as I just said to Tom Higgins, Henry was calling me going, well, this is what Calgary's offering. And I'm not going to really get into it, but it was literally the keys to the castle, the money, vehicles, jobs for him and us, the whole thing. And I remember getting called in because Henry hadn't really decided yet where he was going. I get called into a meeting and told to get off Henry's side. As a matter of fact, I believe the direct quote from Roy Shivers was, if you want to be an investigative reporter, you can't work for me. Well, if you know me, I said, I don't work for you. The meeting went predictably from there, you can imagine. And then I have a separate meeting with the radio station, and I go, well, you kind of do work for Roy and the Riders. I said, I'm sorry, I don't see his name on my paycheck anywhere. I thought you were paying me. Well, you kind of got to do what the Riders tell you to do. Oh, it would have been nice if you told me that when I started this job 6 years ago. You know what I mean? I'm just trying to present both sides. But it just kind of gave you the feeling of how things work. And it's not a Rider thing, per se. It's a sports thing, you know?
Yep.
And it just honestly got... It was great when I started. That's the way it was about a third of the way through, and it just got progressively more and more like that.
Yeah.
Fair?
Fair.
So the thing with Henry, and one thing I've learned now in this recovery coaching business that I do, the recovery world and the sports world aren't a whole lot different, and when people are calling you to ask what you think, they generally know already.
Yeah.
They're just waiting for you to give them the go-ahead. And in the case of Henry, like, what do you think? This is the sign. I'm like, well, I think it's done, Hank. From what I can tell, you and Roy aren't speaking, and Calgary's giving you literally the keys to the fortress.
Yeah.
And it's not like it, what I said convinced Henry to do it, but I think it made him feel better. And then about 1 year ago to the day, we were doing a dinner in Sedley together, Henry Burris, Ricky Foley, and me. And Henry told the story of what caused him and Roy to have the falling out. And I'm like, you waited 15 years, Hank. Nobody cares anymore. Which is what makes me think I should be getting on the book now.
Right? You got to get on it.
Because Henry was going to tell it in his book, which he hasn't written yet either. And after a while, nobody cares.
Yeah.
So to the CFL thing, just checking in with some viewers here. John O'Flynn says, love from the city of North Vancouver. Thank you, John. Love back to you. How's that? From the prairies. BK Graham in Saskatoon says, morning all. Great way to hunker down. The Rod Peterson Show. Thank you, BK in Saskatoon. You're seeing here, you got Dean from CBC saying, oh, but I think best case scenario, half a season. Probably no season. You got Tom Higgins saying, worst case scenario, half a season.
Yeah.
Mark Cuban on ESPN this morning, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, saying, hey, I got no idea. I'm just deferring to the medical people, which has kind of led me to say, at what point do they stop listening to the medical people? But I digress. The point is, as of today, April 1st, nobody knows.
Nobody knows.
So let's just say it's a 9-game sprint to the finish line in the CFL. Who does that favor? Now, when I said it, I can relate it to the NFL. Sean Payton talked about this the other day, the coach of the Saints. He said, If you got a veteran coaching staff that's been in place for years, doesn't bother us. If the players have to go immediately to training camp in the NFL, skipping OTAs and meetings aside from that, he goes, what it'll affect is the teams with new coaching staffs. So let's relate that to the CFL. If it's a sprint to the finish line, you got 1 week of a training camp, 10 days, whatever, shortened, no preseason. How would you like to be Paul Lapolis? Look at all the teams that have new coaches.
I know.
Half the league.
There's a credible amount of turnover in the CFL. And that's interesting. Like I put my comment in the other day. It favors Winnipeg. They just won a championship, brought back a lot of their pieces. They've got a quarterback who's got health concerns in, you know, Zach Kolaros. So the more games Zach plays, the bigger risk he gets hurt, right? I mean, that's just the math. So a shortened season absolutely favors him. You've got Andrew Harris, one of the top backs in the Canadian Football League, in the history of the Canadian Football League, but he's aging. Shortened season favors him, less wear and tear on the legs, right? So you start to see that. Now, you mentioned the coaching thing. I wonder about that offense without Paul Lapolis. There's going to be some changes there. But I've always said, yeah, I think it favors the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and it gives them a chance to read. We just won. Let's go do that playoff race again and win it again. You know, very easy. Don't got to go through the grind of an 18-game season or whatever it is and the playoffs and everything else and all the injuries and the ups and downs. Let's just reload and keep going and stay on top. I think it favors Winnipeg.
Pause for a second. Jason Walls watching in Winnipeg. Jason, have you called TSN 1290 yet today at the switchboard and told him you want the Rod Peterson show on their station? Please do that. Flood the switchboard. That'll work. That'll really get him loving us.
Yeah.
Jason in Winnipeg says, if there's no season, then I'd miss my first Labor Day Classic since 1993. See, that's why I don't even like mentioning the negative side, because you don't know. You got a choice. You can be positive. You can be negative. And certain people just wallow in being negative. See, I told you I was right. It feels good to be positive and be right, too.
Yeah.
That feels really good.
It does. And here's the thing, too. You wouldn't miss your first Labor Day Classic. You wouldn't miss it because there wouldn't be one. I get it. Your Labor Day would be without.
Yeah, what would we do? What would they do?
Exactly.
Even on a 9-game season, they're saying would kick off Labor Day. Oh, man, that would just be so wild. Greg Buchanan writes in. He says, I'm watching from the border city. Love the show. That, by the way, is Lloydminster. Can you put the comment up from Colin in Ottawa, please, Clark, regarding Peter King and Schefter? Breaking news from Brady in Saskatoon. He says, Jadeveon Clowney has signed a 3-year, $70 million contract with the Tennessee Titans via Ian Rappaport.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, that's what
breaking news there.
That's what they were saving the money for, right? Cameron Wake out. Delanie Walker gone, Jarrell Casey traded, doing that to get Clowney. They want, you know, they haven't had an edge rusher in a while. Clowney or Jarrell Casey's been more in the middle, so that's big.
His stopover in Seattle was brief for Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep.
And as we say every day around this time, the National Football League has chosen not to participate in the pandemic. Are you still trying to find the comment?
I got it.
You found it? This is from Colin in Ottawa regarding that situation with Roy Shivers and the Riders back in the day, February 2005. Clark's about to put it up on the screen. While he does that, the teams then, a 9-game season in the CFL would favor the teams with veteran coaching staffs. And that would be your Calgary Stampeders, your Saskatchewan Rough Riders, your Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Hamilton Tiger Cats. And I guess the Alouettes, although Kahari Jones seems new there. I mean, all those guys are new. Dickinson's going into year two.
Yeah.
Steinauer's going into year two. Kahari Jones going into year two. Boy, it doesn't say much for the security of a coaching job, head coaching job in the Canadian Football League, does it?
You know, you go 3 years ago and you look at it and it's like, who's left besides Dave Dickinson and O'Shea? Anybody? I don't think so.
The comment, Clark has put it up on my monitor here just before we run for hour one. He says, yeah, Colin in Ottawa says this. I realized that Adam Schefter and Peter King were NFL shills when they covered up for Roger Goodell when he lied about the NFL not seeing the Ray Rice tape before he handed down the light punishment of a two-game suspension to the Baltimore running back. That's Colin's comment, not mine. I don't think Adam Schefter is a total shill for the National Football League because he broke the story of Tom Brady going to the Buccaneers. The Buccaneers did not like that.
Oh, no.
And I'm not sure the NFL liked it either. Adam Schefter said that he got that scoop from an iconic NFL Hall of Famer. And the guy was right. We don't know who it was, but it didn't come from the Bucs. It didn't come from the NFL. But as far as the way the media has become, I'm just not that interested in roles like I'd had in the past where you are told what to say on a daily basis. Just not interested. It's not fun anymore. It is for a lot of guys. For me, it's not. This is far more fun. And I think through 205 shows, people are realizing that.
Yep.
We're not sitting here lying. We're not sitting here dropping F-bombs. We're not sitting here making anybody look bad. But I'm also not sitting here just repeating what I'm being told to say. Because you can get anybody to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's not me. Next hour, Rob Vanstone. Next hour, Anthony Calvillo, and more of a very fun discussion. So hang on. We'll be right back. It's the Rod Peterson Show, Facebook Live, coming this spring to Game Plus TV Network and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
You need to adapt and you need to move forward. You can't be stuck in 1920. Direct West is on the top of their game. They know what they're doing, how they're doing it, and when you work with Direct West, things are good. There's no going backwards. They're moving forward. My business would not be where it is today without the help of Direct West to help me with my website and my Facebook and all my online presence. I've worked with Direct West for about 10 years, and it's been a great experience.
Hi, neighbor. Bruce Axelson from the Capital Automotive Group. In these challenging times, we've taken the proper precautionary measures to ensure our dealerships are safe, comfortable places to visit. We've also made adjustments to make shopping and servicing easier for you, including at-home test drives, service pickup, and delivery at no extra charge. And we increased our shuttle services to better serve you and your family. We'd like our community to know that we're here to serve you however we can. The Capital Auto Mall. We're at the corner of Rochdale and Pasqua in Regina.
Celebrate the 5th anniversary with friends, family, everyone you know. Plan your next group experience with your Saskatchewan Rush. Group benefits include block seating, ticket discounts, and a dedicated fan experience coordinator. For more, visit saskrush.com/groupnightout.
Locally owned and family operated, Emerald Water, refreshing the Rod Peterson Show. From reverse osmosis to natural alkaline and distilled water, they are perfect for your home and office. Saskatchewan's number one source for commercial alkaline with natural electrolytes and minerals that are better for your body. Naturally occurring magnesium, calcium, bicarbonate, and potassium are amazing for your health. Trust 30 years of experience and drink water that matters from Emerald Water.
Some of the challenges we face with the CT technology that we have today is some of the deficiencies in around integration with some of our other systems. The addition of two new 4D simulators within the programming at the Saskatchewan Cancer Agency is going to have significant impact on you know, the care we provide to the people of Saskatchewan.
For more Rod Peterson on demand, visit rodpeterson.com.